All right, and hi, everyone. Good morning. Next up, we've got the team from Cipher Pharmaceuticals. Cipher trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the symbol CPH. It also trades on the OTC under CPHRF. We've got the CEO with us, Craig Daniels, and the CFO, Craig Mull, and the CFO, Brian Daniels. Come on up, guys.
Good morning. Thanks for attending our little speech here today. I'm here with Brian Jacobs, our CFO. Sorry, not our CFO, the president of our U.S. division. So I'm going to run through the presentation here, and then I'll leave about 10 minutes at the end for questions. And my presentation is going to take this form. I'm going to talk to you about the Cipher business pre-acquisition. I'll talk to you about the acquisition itself. And then lastly, I'll talk to you about the combined business. So moving on to Cipher's base business, or pre-acquisition business. We do business both in Canada and the U.S. In Canada, we have a portfolio of products that we sell directly. That portfolio generates about $13 million U.S. per year. All the numbers I'm going to give you, unless I indicate otherwise, are in U.S. dollars. So the Canadian portfolio is about $13 million. We have a number of derm-focused products. The main product in our portfolio in Canada is a product called Epuris, and that's for severe acne. Epuris is the market share leader in this category with 46% of the market. That product competes against another product called Accutane, and Accutane is a well-known product. It's been around for decades. It has had, over its history, issues with some safety. Epuris does not have those same safety issues. For example, you don't have to take food with it, which is a big benefit when you're dealing with teenagers. So that product continues to grow. The Canadian portfolio continues to grow at about 20% a year. It generates a great deal of cash for us and is one that we expect will continue to grow into the future. Our U.S. Product portfolio is made up of three products, Absorica, which is the U.S. version of Epuris for acne, Lipofen, which is a lipid-lowering product, and then Conzip, which is a pain control product. In the U.S., we sell these products all through commercial partners, meaning that we have a partnership with pharmaceutical companies in the U.S. that will sell that product and pay us a royalty. That portfolio of royalty products generates about $8.5 million a year. It is a stable, low-growth portfolio of products that have helped us build a war chest in order to activate our acquisitions. And so this is the pre-acquisition business of Cipher, very stable, and this slide will indicate that, you know, over the years, the revenue and the EBITDA have been stable. We produce EBITDA margins in the range of 60%, which is quite high for the pharmaceutical business. It has been an excellent business for us to be able to focus on growth. And speaking about growth, at the end of July of this year, we acquired a product line called Natroba, and that business is based in the U.S. Along with the product line, we also acquired a commercial infrastructure, which includes 35 reps and management behind that group. Natroba is a product for the indication of head lice and scabies, which is a big issue throughout the world, not only in the U.S. Currently, Natroba has about 23% of what we term the anti-parasitic market. That market is made up of mainly head lice and scabies. The product has been sold in the U.S. since 2011, and since then have had steady growth in sales and a EBITDA margin similar to Cypher's. The business had been run by a family that watched, every nickel they spent. They were quite risk averse. They were making sure that every year that they produced income, and similar to the way that Cypher has been run. As I indicated, Natroba has an FDA approval. It's a prescription drug, and it has an FDA approval for head lice. And in 2021, it was given approval for scabies as well. And importantly to note here is that it received a complete cure rate designation by the FDA, which is quite unusual. With this product, all you have to do is use it once for head lice or scabies, and the problem will go away, which is uncommon and not something that any other product on the market has. In addition to our FDA exclusivity, we also have a 15-year exclusivity on the API of the product, and the API stands for active product ingredient. It's the key to the product, and it's called spinosad. We have a lock on that supply for 15 years, and we don't expect a competitor will come in with a similar type product. So we've got a great deal of protection with the product. Again, Natroba has about 23% of this market. The main product on the market is a product called permethrin, and that holds 75% of the market, and I'll come to my next slide with more detail on that. But the issue with permethrin is that because it has been so widely used, not only in humans, but also for agricultural and other uses, that it's so prevalent that scabies and lice have genetically modified themselves to be resistant against permethrin. And in other words, the product does not work. If you did a Google search of permethrin or any type of literature search, you'll see that resistance is a big issue with the product, and it's known worldwide. You can use it as many times as you want, and it will not be effective, which we see as a real opportunity for Natroba in the U.S. Looking at the Natroba business itself, we think that we've got a great deal of growth potential in gaining share against permethrin. We'll also be bringing this product to Canada for Health Canada approval, and we'll commercialize it with our own sales force. And then we have the ability to out-license this product to the rest of the world. We own the product, and we're in discussions with commercial partners in Europe and Asia that will be able to market and commercialize the products in their countries, and Cypher will earn a royalty from those arrangements. And as you can see from my earlier slide with the base Cypher business, those royalties fall to the bottom line, meaning that Cypher doesn't have much expense or capital required in order to enter into these agreements. Those expenses are held by the commercial partners. This slide talks about the market share. Again, Natroba with 23% and permethrin with 75% of a $165 million market. Again, Natroba has no resistance against lice or scabies. The other products on the market do. Scabies is the, where Natroba is the only product that has a complete cure rate for scabies. Scabies is a much bigger section of the market than head lice. About 80% of the antiparasitic market is scabies, and the remainder is head lice. Again, it's a single dose product. You use it once, and the head lice or scabies will go away. There's no combing required for head lice. The other products, you have to comb the dead lice and eggs out of the hair, which is a time-consuming, annoying thing to have to do, particularly with a kid that doesn't want to be sitting there at the time. So I think that our first call to business is to gain share against permethrin in the U.S. market. Looking at the combined businesses, This acquisition has now doubled Cypher sales and doubled Cypher's EBITDA. The acquisition closed at the end of July. We are now the owners of that business, and you should expect that the revenues will grow as I'm indicating here. Again, first order of business is to gain share against permethrin. We have the 35 sales reps and the infrastructure along with that. We're going to be adding complementary products to their bag. And when I say complementary products, particularly with the same call point, the reps going in to call on the same physicians, not only selling Natroba, but other products that pediatricians and dermatologists are looking for. We're going to launch Natroba in Canada once we receive Health Canada approval. Health Canada approval usually takes about 12 months. We're going to out-license the product to the rest of the world. We're in discussions with commercial partners in Europe at the moment about that product. And then lastly, we also have MOB-015, which is a nail fungus product that we have the Canadian rights for, that I will speak more about in a few slides here. Again, looking at building our dermatology platform, we now have a U.S. Platform or an infrastructure that we want to optimize. We plan, as I indicated before, to bring in these complementary products, which will make that sales force much more efficient. We have the ability to take the product to Canada and the rest of the world, and the efficiencies and synergies that go along with that. We also have the ability to, with the U.S. platform, to look at bringing in those three products that you originally talked about, and instead of going through commercial partners, we will sell those products ourselves, in which case the margins on those products will go up substantially for Cypher. Moving back to the MOB-015, as we call it, or the nail fungus product, the Canadian market for this product is about $92 million. There is one product on the market that has 90% of that market called Jubilea that is sold by Bausch. The product has gone through a number of clinical trials, two phase three trials in the U.S. The first trial came back showing results that indicated that the mycological cure rate, and the mycological cure rate is how well does the product kill nail fungus. Product came back with a mycological cure rate of 76%, which is very, very high. It's actually higher than the oral terbinafine, which is at 70%. The cosmetic cure rate of the product in the first phase three trial was relatively low. And when I say cosmetic, it's basically what does the nail look like at the end of the treatment period? And with this trial, the first trial, phase three trial, the nail was left a little cloudy and white, and therefore didn't score well on the cosmetic cure rate. So when you look at these two cure rates and put them together for a complete cure rate, the product scored lower than Jubilea. The company decided to do a second phase three trial and change the dosing. In other words, they reduced the dosing from daily to once a week after an 8-week period, with the thought that it would improve the cosmetic cure rate of the product. We heard 2 weeks ago, surprisingly, that Moberg had received a small set of data, subset of data from this current ongoing phase three trial that indicated that the complete cure rate endpoints would not be met, meaning that they had not been successful in improving the cosmetic cure rate. And so we're looking at that and, you know, regrouping on how we are going to commercialize the product. Cypher does not have any financial commitments, ongoing financial commitments related to this product for Canada. But we believe that the mycological cure rate being so high that there could be still an opportunity to take significant share against Jubilea. We're going to wait for the readout of the current phase three trial, which we expect in January, where we'll get the results from that trial. So it's still a big opportunity, The news coming out of Moberg, who's the developer of the product 2 weeks ago, is a little negative and one that we are contemplating what our next steps are. But again, still a big opportunity for Cypher Canada. Looking at the back to the acquisition, of which we paid $90 million U.S. for, we had $45 million in cash at the time. We used 40 of that. We entered into a credit facility with National Bank for $65 million, of which we used and have utilized $40 million of that. The remainder of the purchase price, the $10 million, was taken back in stock by the vendor of the seller of Natroba. In addition to the $65 million credit facility, Brian here also negotiated a $45 million accordion option. So at the moment, we have about $50 million that we can access for additional acquisitions and further growth in the business. Now, with our current debt position, we have low leverage. We've got an excellent rate from the National Bank. We're very disciplined with the amount of debt that we're prepared to take on, and I think our history shows that. But we're in a very comfortable position right now with the current debt level, and we also have access to the $50 million when the right opportunity comes along. Looking at the cap structure of the business, there's about 25.6 million shares outstanding with a market cap of around $370 million, and again, $40 million in outstanding debt. The next, the pie chart there shows you a breakdown of the ownership of the business. I'm a large shareholder. The seller of Natroba, or the vendor of Natroba, is also a significant shareholder now. We've got 30% institutional shareholders and then approximately 20% retail. Looking at our management team, myself, Brian Jacobs, again, the president of the Cypher US, who has done an excellent job for the company. We recently promoted Ryan Milling to CFO. To replace Brian's position as CFO. Our chairman of the boards and the other directors are there, all you know, well-experienced pharma people, other than Harold Walken, who comes from an investment banking background. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to questions. That data is not readily available, but I think that if you extrapolate what the U.S. market size is, considering also pricing, it's a very significant one. But I don't have that exact number.
How large is the, or how long did it take to get into Europe?
Well, in Europe, you'd require an EU approval, and that's quicker than Health Canada. I think that it averages around 9 months, particularly if you've got a product that is needed. And Natroba is needed because there's nothing else on the market that works. No, I'd have to extrapolate that. You'd almost have to do it by country.
Revenue is going to be based on taking that market share. we expect it to look in the mid-teens.
Yeah, and now that they have
operations. Now that's the combined business.
How many did you take there?
July 29th. We've added the two businesses.
I have one to project revenue, total revenue in 2024.
Sure have.
We have enclosed the quarter where we reported post acquisition and yet that would be in November.
That's when we just had the base Cypher business. Ryan,
what was our revenue
at the end of the second quarter?
Just
1 second here. I've got 3 minutes left. Is there any other questions?
Sure.
Yes, sir. That is exactly what we're talking about here. That nail is going to grow out anyway. So you may have to put up with a nail that doesn't look perfect for a while, but you don't have nail fungus anymore. And that's the trade-off.
And that's the reason why the product is so successful.
Yeah. That's right, Brian. The product's been launched in Sweden and the Scandinavian countries. And at the launch in Sweden, within 3 months, they were the market leader with this product, and they actually expanded the market by 52%. So we think this thing has legs still, even though the cosmetic cure numbers are not favorable. Kelly? Yeah, exactly. These products, which I call complementary products, would have the same physicians ordering them, so that our salespeople going into the doctor's office would be able to promote Natroba and this other product, which, you know, is, again, a pediatric derm type of focus product. Well, that was, you know, contemplated and thought out, and our thoughts were, let's wait for the readout on the current phase 3 trial so that we could have a better claim on the product than as if we try to apply with the EU dossier on the product.
Okay.
We could already have an approved product, but we decided that we would wait. And this is that's before Brian and my time, and they paid about $550,000 initially. The rest of the payments are linked to milestones, and one of the milestones is that they deliver a complete cure rate higher than Jublia, which they're telling us that they're unlikely to do now. So we have there's no more money to be spent on this product unless we want to commercialize it. Thanks, everybody. Really appreciate your interest.